hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Hello, my name is Kapil Sesasai. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
Good afternoon. Tis I. What? Turn up the headphones. There we go. Yeah, tis I, DJ Tangent, here with Numbers with Wings. Got a special episode today. We're going to have a guest for sometime in the second half of the show. There was, I know, surprise, surprise, crash on the 401 around Cornwall, detour, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, Jacob Barber will be here in the second half. But got lots of stuff for the first half. So that's, and I've got some tangents that you're probably going to say, oh, tangent, stop it, stop it. It's really a stretch, but hey. Okay, where's the mouse? There's the mouse. Huh, lost the mouse. Okay, I found it. Yes, here on CFRC, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's theme song time.
Thank you. that seems so true. Are you this 1,000 names that can spring up in my mind? But you call it blackmail, and that's just not my kind. I'm up on the catwalk, and up on the catwalk, and I don't know why. I will be there, I will be there, I will be there. I will be there, I will be there. Up on the catwalk, there's street politicians that crawl in from Broadway, say, then who are you? And up on the catwalk, there's 1,000 postcards from Montevideo, say,
is I, DJ Tangent, your host, Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm in the air-conditioned lower level of Crothers Hall, Queen's University. What is it? 62 Fifth Field Lane? Also known as that driveway. But anyway. Oh yeah, K70316. So, we had the theme song, and you're singing. Simple Minds? Really, Tangent? Well, last night when I was sitting at home in the dark with no internet, listening to the rain, with the flashlight in hand, I was going through my record collection, and I was reminded, Simple Minds, this album is called Sparkle in the Rain. seemed appropriate, so I played Up on the Catwalk. Cause it's cool. I like it. I'm sorry I forgot to tell you to turn it up. My bad. My bad. I apologize. Won't happen again. So I'm going to continue on with the... I've got a couple of tangents. I got the rain tangent, and then I got the... what day was it? Where his mayorship... There was that picture, and it looked like it was a... He was a Mexican villain in a Western. The yellow sky, the filter. Tuesday? Yeah. Yeah, must have been. So I'm going to play after... I've got the rain, and then I've got a couple of songs that make me think, like they're videos from my ute, and more recently are sort of shot in that, with that kind of filter. Ooh. No. Just thought of another one, but I'm not going there. Nope. Mess with my plans. Plans? Who are we kidding? Okay, so on the rain context, I have Sound of the Rain by Ragged File, and I'm going to follow that with Head Full of Rain by Weird Nightmare. Alright. Hit the right button. Shazam.
Thank you.
Head Full of Rain by the EP is called Hoopla. The artist is Weird Nightmare. I'd forgotten. I don't know how I could forget how cool the album is. Like, I mean, the songs are cool, but the physical media. There's only one of them, media. It's the orange and blue kind of mushed together. It's really cool. And the tune's awesome as well. And before that, the classic Sound of the Rain by Rank and File from their second album, Long Gone Dead. Their first and second album were sort of re-released as a all-on-one, as a compact disc. I know what the first album I have on cassette somewhere. That's I knew I had it somewhere. I don't have it on vinyl, but I have the second on vinyl. So that's our rain bit for the moment. And so two songs that their videos, to the best of my recollection, like some of this is going back to the 1980s, when everything was black and white, apparently, if you listen to my grandchildren. the two of them who can speak. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple of songs from, well, one's from then. I'm not sure when. I mean, it's an old song, but when was it? Oh, it doesn't tell me. It's a cover anyway, but. So the first of the songs is Never Say Never, the single version. By Romeo Void. So the single version, I mean, it doesn't have that bad word in it. You can guess what it is. But really cool song from the 80s. with a nice sax part. It's got a nice beat, you can dance to it, you know, all that. And then I'm going to follow that up with Social Distortion's version of Ring of Fire, because, hey, if the tangent fits, you know, right, exactly. And then I'm going to follow that up with a surprise song. But you say, they're all surprises with you, Tangent. True say. Anyway, these aren't surprises, these first two, because I've told you what they're going to be. Never Say Never, the single version, and Ring of Fire, as performed by Social D, who are recently played or soon to play or currently playing at the Ottawa Blues Fest. All right, here we go.
Sun. My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The Dark Maths, the second EP from Kingston-based band Gifts of Guilt, an indie rock supergroup featuring members of several local bands. The release draws inspiration from the distinctive sounds of bands such as Pavement, Slint, and The Breeders. Be sure to follow at Gifts of Guilt on Instagram to stay up with the latest band news. Are you a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on CFRC's channels? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Dark Maths on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Gifts, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tangent. Oh, turn up the headphones. Slow learner, still a learner. So gotta love Gifts of Guilt. The lyrics always makes me smile. Won't be coming to work today. Gotta help my dog with my taxes. So they only have cats right at the moment. Anyway, so we just had a Release Radar featuring Gifts of Guilt. I don't think that song's actually called Gifts, but that's just me. And before that, before Wiggle, way back, we had Never Say Never single version by Romeo Void. Ring of Fire by, well, by Johnny Cash, but as done by Social Distortion. And your surprise tune of the day, Cruel Summer by Bananarama. Yes, Karen, Sarah, Siobhan. Oh, classic from the 80s. Classic. Not to be confused with a song by that name, by that, what's her name, who married the football player. This is the real Cruel Summer song. Okay. So, here we are in the midst of a cruel summer with this weather. Good God. No electricity, no internet. Life was not happy last night. So, whoops. Give me a sec. Click. Oop, other click. No, where'd you go? Oh, hang on. There I am. Whew, lost myself. I'm going to play some Brand Spankers. Two are by bands we've heard be, well, because you're all regular listeners to Numbers with Wings here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You've heard these artists before. The first of which is Pretty, who, according to their Instagram post, this is the final single from this album, so maybe they'll finally release the whole album. And it is called Same Old, in brackets, single version, from the album Where You'll Be When the World Is Gone. I'm not sure that it said when that's coming out, but they're a Toronto band, and how do they describe themselves? Psychedelia without the flowers. And then the next one I'm going to play is by King of Foxes, who is, are, actually one person. What is her? Yeah, from Alberta. Did they give her government name? No. And this isn't the other biography of her. Them. No. Because it was funny, because they identified as a band, but... their pronouns were she, which is interesting. Let's see if it shows up if I got this. No, it's the same thing. But somewhere I seem to recall from the old one, they are the Edmonton Public Library's artist in residence this year. Yeah, so what's the band? King of Foxes is the band, and the song is called The Orchestra. So, first off, let me slide that over. What did I say I was going to play? Oh, yeah, Pretty with the song. Same Old, single version, which came out on the 17th, and The Orchestra by King of Foxes came out on the 15th. So, first off, Pretty, then King of Foxes.
Could we start over? You've had me wrong from the beginning. When I first stepped out on unsteady footing, make the cut while others shine above me. Though you're among the chosen few, I find you petty, kind of cruel. But you know what everyone should do.
Okay, I'm back. So, yeah, a couple of brand spankers there. The last one was The Orchestra by King of Foxes. A nice, mellow kind of tune. I like it. No, it's not as... I don't want to say upbeat, because that... No. Not as peppy as the other one. I don't know. Words is hard. And before that was... Pretty with Same Old, single version. Okay, up next, I have a song by a band called Strange Plants. Yes, that is correct, Plants. And it's called What a Time, from an album called What a Time. And the album cover is kind of funny. It's like a picture in the 1960s. Late 1960s, because they have long hair. Sort of comic book style, I guess is the word. And it's a group of people, one of whom is one of those green alien types, sitting on a Ferris wheel, and the one guy's little bubble says, "You guys hear something?" And there's a, it looks like an asteroid coming at them. Yeah. So the strange plants are from, there we go, our creative partnership of Travis Flint and Matt Brannan, former members of the Halifax, Nova Scotia alt-country collective Hot Mondy, M-O-N-D-Y. And it talks all about them, and they recorded this, and it's, this is a, they wanted to, it's a record, this is reported to be a record that's both timeless and forward-thinking, an album, in quote, glazed with your favorite psychedelic, end quote. It captures the, well, the resulting sound is rich in texture, yet stripped of excess, and captures a spirit of analog authenticity that feels both nostalgic and fresh. Sure, I'll go with that, if memory serves. And then the second song I'm going to play is by an artist called Boyhood, who somehow I should know. People are probably going to say, oh, come on, Tajan, how do you not know who this person is? Because, well, they opened for somebody at the Broom Factory, and I didn't go that night. I know, that one night. But their government name is Kaylee Runciman, and they're from Central Frontenac, which is, you know, around here somewhere. North? I've only been in Kingston for 42 years. Don't expect me to know these places. Anyway, Boyhood's song that I'm going to play, a brand spanker, is called Loner. Yeah, and when did that come out? The 16th. Yeah, so actually both Strange Plants, What a Time, from the album What a Time, came out the 16th, as did Loner, from the album Loner. Bit of a pattern there, by Boyhood. So first off, Strange Plants. Bit of psychedelia.
Shoulder, can now run, get an order. They say it's nearly midnight. That's when they say there's a bright light. Everyone chasing stardom. It's all a race to the bottom. Or maybe I don't get it. I'm more beyond than I care to admit.
Waste
Planned that any better, because it's finishing before 2 o'clock, so it doesn't cross over the hour and make log keeping messy. So that was Loner by Boyhood, which came out the 16th, and before that, What a Time by Strange Plants,